Perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
I tell Coselar you're coming. He's going to be so happy to see his brother. Yeah. Huh? Oh, ciao to you too, guy. Lydia, you'll never guess who just called.
Larry's brother, Billy?
Get out of the city! You read my mind. You must have PMS.
Thanks, Harriet.
Cousin! The most wonderful news, your brother Billy called.
Billy? My brother? My brother Billy called?
Cousin Billy just called, and he said that tomorrow he's jetting in from Paris, and that he'll only be in town for a couple of hours, but he was hoping that we could do lunch. And I've never done lunch before, so... he made it sound so easy. I said yes. Cousin, I'm going to meet another Appleton. Let's savor this moment. Well, I gotta go.
That's the same look my husband gets when I tell him my mother's coming to dinner.
Let me guess, your brother's a deadbeat, right? He only shows up to borrow money.
Worse, Billy's successful.
Oh, I hate that.
He owns his own company, jets around the world, has a villa in Monte Carlo. He's Mr. Perfect, and he never lets me forget it.
Well, what's the big deal, Larry? You go to lunch, you listen to him brag, stick him with the check.
Well, he might expect me to pay. See, I got tired of Billy's bragging, so I did a little bragging of my own.
About what?
Well, about a lot of things. About how much money I make, about what kind of car I drive.
So you exaggerated a little bit.
Well, the most recent thing I told him was that I'm city editor of the Chronicle.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave. I think when Billy gets here, he'll figure out you are not the city editor.
When Billy finds out the truth, he's gonna torture me for the rest of my life.
Well, what goes around comes around.
Well, it hasn't come around yet. I mean, I fooled him for 2 years. Surely I can fool him for 2 hours. I'll get Balky to back me up. We'll just run a bit of bogus braggadocio by Brother Bill, and by the time Billy gets back on that Boeing, he'll believe I'm Ben Bradley.
You're babbling, baby.
Don't break out the bubbly just yet, Lair. Balky's not going to go along with this. He is the most honest person in the world.
What's so funny?
I was just thinking of the last time I saw Billy. He really got me good playing Appleton Snowjob.
Appleton Snowjob?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, that's a game we play in my family. You make up the biggest story you can think of, and you try to make your brother believe it. And today, Billy and I are going to play. Billy and I are going to have such fun.
Cousin, do you suppose that I could play too?
Oh, Balky, I don't know. It's hard to play with more than two players.
Oh, please. I want to play Appleton Snow Job.
I don't think
so. I want to play Appleton Snow Job.
No.
I want to play Appleton Snow
Job. What the heck? You're in.
Okay. I'm going to play Appleton Snow Job. How do we play?
First, we have to make up a story. Oh, I know. What if I tell him I write a sports column? No. Oh, I know. What if I tell him I run the advertising department? No. I've got it. I'll tell Billy I'm city editor of the Chronicle.
No, a little over the top. I know where you're going with that.
City editor is worth 50 points.
It is? Wow. You really are good at this game.
When it comes to snow job, I'm better than you know. But how are we going to pull this off? Ooh. I mean, Billy's coming to the paper for lunch right from the airport, and we can't exactly ask Mr. Burns to leave his office.
We don't have to, cousin, because Mr. Burns goes to lunch every day at exactly 1 o'clock.
By golly, you're right. I hadn't thought of that. What would convince Billy I'm city editor? What if I brought in a few personal things just to make the office look like mine? Oh, look! Well, this stuff would be perfect!
Wow. You are one snow job master.
Billy's on his way up. Duffy, get the picture on the wall. Not that picture.
Cousin, wouldn't it have been easier to just let Mr. Burns in on the game?
You can't play with four. The teams would be uneven.
He's coming down the hall.
Well, stall him a minute.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you couldn't play with four.
But she's not playing. She's an alternate.
Mr. Appleton to see you, Mr. Appleton.
Billy!
Larry!
I hope you got the brains.
You look good. Put on a little weight.
Well, success will do that.
Yeah, don't I know. You must be Balky.
Cousin Billy! Oh. I'm so glad to meet you. You know, if there's anything at all that you need, socks, deodorant, toenail clipper, don't hesitate to say the word. Because any brother of Cousin Larry's is a cousin of mine.
Okay.
So, come on in, sit down. So, Billy, what do you think of my office?
It's nice. It's almost as big as my office in London.
You think this is big? You should see Cousin Larry's other office. It's as big as a basement.
You have two offices?
Well, they treat me pretty well.
Yeah, pretty well. pretty well, they treat this man as if he were Prince Valium. After all, he is the youngest publisher in Chicago.
Okay.
I thought you were city editor.
Well, I am.
Oh, cousin, I didn't tell you. While you were having breakfast with Ted Koppel, you got the promotion.
But I haven't accepted yet.
Wow, who is this? Don't tell me this is the lady in your life.
Lady in his life? Lady in his life? Lady in his life? Ah!
What was the question? Who is this?
Oh, that's Jennifer. She just happens to be Cousin Larry's fiance and a former Miss Costa Rica.
Listen, we're going to be late. My car's in the shop, so we're going to have to take a cab.
Okay.
Oh, Cousin, why don't we just hop in your helicopter?
Helicopter?
Oh, well, we can't use it. It's just a two-seater.
Parker Brothers and ask them if they want to make a home version of Appleton's Snow Job.
Falky.
Did you see Cousin Billy's face when I told him that NASA wants you to be the first journalist on the moon?
Falky.
Cousin, question. If Cousin Billy is on his way to the airport, when are we going to tell him that we fooled him so that we can all have the laugh riot of our lives?
Balky, I've got to tell you the truth.
What?
There's no such game as Appleton's Snow Job. I made it all up.
Oh! Go on with you, you crazy son of a goat, you. It's got to be a game. Otherwise, what is it? It's just a big pack of lies.
Well, I wouldn't call it a big pack of lies.
You lied to me. You lied to Cousin Billy. You made me lie to Cousin Billy. Have I left anything out?
Balky, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have dragged you into this. It's just, I couldn't let Billy know I'm not as successful as he is.
Well, Cousin, you just got to tell Cousin Billy the truth.
And I will.
You will?
I will.
You will?
I will.
When?
The very next time I see him.
Well, I should hope so.
Unfortunately, that could be 2 or 3 years. Until then, I'll just have to bear the burden of my guilt. Appleton. What? No, that's wonderful news. Wait, get your... Yeah. Bye-bye.
Who was that?
Billy. His flight got canceled. He's going to spend the night with us.
Lucky break, huh? Did you tell Cousin Billy the truth?
I told Billy everything he needs to know and more.
Oh, Cousin, I'm so proud of you. Don't you feel good?
Never felt better. In fact, Billy and I are going to go out to dinner, you know, tell some more truth. So, why don't you go up to Jennifer and Mary Ann's? I think they have some fresh popcorn.
Larry, does Balky have a lint brush?
Oh, hi, Balky.
Hi, Cousin Billy.
This is a nice little place you have here. Do you have a lint brush?
Yes, in my lint drawer.
Oh, I didn't know. I should have looked there first. Listen, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you putting us up while Larry's getting his townhouse remodeled. Thanks. Well, you big fat liar. You didn't tell him the truth. You let me walk around the block in the cold, freezing my buttocks off for an hour so that you could tell him about your alleged townhouse? What? Is your conscience broken? If Jiminy Cricket were here, he'd puke in his hat.
Balky, try to understand. For the first time, Billy is treating me with respect.
Ugh. I'm gonna go tell Cousin Billy the truth.
You can't.
Why not?
This is between two brothers, and lies between brothers are sacred.
Cousin, would you listen to yourself? Why are you so afraid to tell Cousin Billy the truth? He's just like you. He puts his pants on one leg at a time.
Just that he does it so much more effectively. Well, I hope I'm not overdressed.
Oh, darn, I left my tuxedo at the townhouse. But no problem, we'll just go someplace that's tuxedo optional. Bye, Balky.
Wait, closing. What's the hurry? Listen, you don't want to eat on an empty stomach. Come and sit down. Let's have a nice little talk. You know, on Meepos, we have a ritual. When two brothers have not seen each other for a long time, they have to sit and listen to the story of the brothers Zaki Badbad. Long, long ago, on an island far, far away, there lived the brothers Zaki Badbad, Muki and Glinki. And when they were little boys, they loved each other. And then they grew up. And Muki had everything that a man could want. He had a fine farm and wonderful family and friends that were super. But Muki was sulky because his brother Glinki had a bigger farm and a more wonderful family and friends that were just a little more super.
Well, that story made me hungry. Let's go eat.
Okay. Envy ate at Muki's heart. It gnawed and burrowed like an aphid in a rosebud. Muki decided that he would try to appear to be better than Glinki by lying. If Glinki had a ram, Muki said he had two rams. If Glinki had a fine horse, Muki said he had a BMW. This went on for years. Muki piled lie upon lie, and the ditch between them grew wider and wider. One day, Muki looked up, and he was old and lonely. And he looked into his heart, and he realized that what he wanted most in the world was a brother to love. And he thought to himself, I will tell Glinki the truth, and then we can love each other again. So he began the long journey to Glinki's house, and it was difficult for an old man, but he didn't know this because the thought of holding Glinki in his arms again carried him forward. When he got to Glinki's house, it was too late. Glinki had died. And Muki realized that a man who lives with lies lives alone.
I can't take it anymore. I don't want to end up like Muki. Billy?
It's lies. It's all lies. I don't own a company. I don't even have a jet. It's a rented tuxedo. Cufflinks are mine.
Very nice. Understated betrayal.
But all the fancy addresses, Monte Carlo, Rio, Palm Beach.
I'm a travel agent. I get deals.
You
You mean you've lied to me all these years?
I know it was wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be bad, Cousin Billy. Please. I think Cousin Laddie has something to say to you. Don't you, Cousin Laddie?
Yes, of course I do. Billy. Billy. I forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cousin, don't you have a little bit more you want to say?
Billy, look. There's nothing to forgive or be ashamed of. I've been doing the same thing.
You're a travel agent?
No, I mean, I've lied. I'm not the city editor at the paper. I don't own a townhouse. Jennifer and I aren't engaged, but she does like me.
Larry, why would you lie to me?
Are you kidding? All my life, I've had to live up to you. Billy, the great athlete. Billy, the most popular guy at school. I got tired of Mom and Dad always saying, why can't you be more like your brother Billy?
Well, how do you think I liked it when they kept saying, why can't you be more like your brother Larry? Look how good his grades are. Look how neat he keeps his room. Look how well he irons.
Gosh. All this time we've been resenting each other when we should have been resenting Mom and Dad.
Look, Larry, let's just start all over again, all right? Let's stop all this lying and be good brothers.
I'd like that.
Me too.
Someday, you both are going to look back on this and realize that this was the moment you really became brothers. That this was the moment you really stepped in something good.